registration opens for the North Words Writers Symposium. And the Southeast Alaska State Fair has a new executive director. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Registration for the North Words Writers Symposium is now open. The week-long writing event will celebrate its 10-year anniversary in May. Jeff Brady organizes the symposium in Skagway. He says it all started when Buckwheat Donahue approached the Borough Assembly to create a literary conference to draw writers to the Upper Lynn Canal.
There was really only one other one in Alaska, in Homer. There had been one in Sitka before and one in Fairbanks, but those had gone away, so it was a good time to start up a new one.
With help from writers around the state, Brady, Donahue, and Haynes author Dan Henry joined forces to turn the idea into a reality. The first symposium drew only 16 people, but has since grown to 40 participants each year. Throughout the week, participants attend discussions with successful authors on how to create compelling writing.
We'll have two or three authors who will talk about a certain topic about their writing. And if we have some historians on a panel, it could be writing about history and how to make facts appealing to people, to the general audience to read. And for fiction, it could be, you know, developing characters. For poetry, it could range from writing haikus to how you structure poems.
North Words organizers recently announced that Susan Orlean will be the keynote speaker for 2019. Orlean is the author of the New York Times bestseller The Orchid Thief, which inspired the Academy Award-winning film Adaptation. Orlean was tapped to be the keynote last year, but she backed out due to scheduling conflicts related to the release of her new novel, The Library Book. You can find registration information for the North Words Writers Symposium on our website, khns.org. 40 spots are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Carrie Johnson will take on the executive director role at the Southeast Alaska State Fair. Jessica Edwards is the fair's exiting director. She will serve part-time as the event manager for the 2019 season. KHNS spoke to Johnson by phone.
When the job posted, I was like, you know what, this is going to be a great opportunity just to keep that involvement with the community. Working with volunteers is always just great, too, and put on awesome events. You know, I came here at the fair when I was a kid and continued to come ever since I left here even, and it's just a great community thing and to bring everyone together, and I just wanted to be involved.
Johnson grew up in Haynes and attended Haynes High School. She graduated from Central Washington University and is back in town with her husband and kids. Growing up, she always went to the fair and continued to attend even after moving away.
I think the biggest thing I remember as a kid that's not necessarily there right now is the animals and the horses and doing those types of things. And we had pig races. That was another thing that I remember as a kid. So it'll be exciting to kind of see if, you know, we're capable of bringing any of that back or not, or if it's even an interest, but I think a lot of good memories.
She says she's looking forward to learning from the board and staff next year. One of her goals is to make use of all the facilities on the fairgrounds.
Getting people in there and using that. I remember as a kid when it first kind of got there and just how booming Dalton City could be, especially during the summer and that type of thing. And I think that's going to be a really big focus, trying to get vendors and people in there in the building.
Johnson will step into her new role after the holidays. If you've ever called someone at the State of Alaska and gotten put on hold, you've heard this. But that won't be the case for much longer. As Alaska Public Media's Abby Collins reports, the state is changing its hold music after a 3-year collaborative effort.
If the state worker on the other end of the line can't take your call quite yet, pretty soon you might hear this. Keep my hands on myself. That is, of course, Feel It Still, the hit song from Portugal the Man, a band originally from Wasilla. Or you might listen to the Native Jazz Quartet, which contributed this track in Tlingit. There are 5 songs by Alaska artists that will cycle through the state's hold music, thanks to a new effort called the Alaska Music on Hold Project, Whiskey Class will also be featured, as well as the band's Harm and Feeding Frenzy.
I really just wanted to showcase the real diverse up-and-coming talent that we have here in Alaska.
Annie Bartholomew was the curator for the Hold Music Project. She works for network station KTOO in Juneau, which contributed creative and technical support.
There were so many great artists that I wanted to feature as part of this, and we were limited by the amount of time, by the amount of funding we could give the artists. And then as the licensing worked out, we could only work with certain artists and how they had registered their work.
Bartholomew is also the voice you'll hear if you're on hold long enough to catch a couple different songs.
That was the Native Jazz Quartet with their song, Shaksani.
The idea for this project came 3 years ago when State Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins got sick of listening to the same song again and again when he was on hold with the state. You know the one. He decided it was time for change. The old music, he says,
it's like, I don't know, it's like the audio equivalent of plastic. Whatever that means.
Christ Tompkins says in choosing new music, it was important to look to Alaskans.
I mean, I feel like one's government should reflect the people and the culture of the place. And in big ways and small ways, I think it always makes sense to try to make that happen.
3 years later, with help from the Department of Administration, GCI, the Alaska State Council on the Arts, and the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council, it's becoming a reality. Christ Tompkins says GCI pitched in $1,000 for the project, and the rest was funded through the regular resources of different partners involved. Bartholomew says this is just the first iteration of the project. There are hopes it will continue and include music from more Alaska artists in the future. Oh, and what's that old music? According to the state's Office of Information Technology, it's default unlicensed music that came with the phone system. In Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.